You know, when truckloads of that toxic waste from the Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio happened, and they were bringing it up to Romulus, there were politicians at every level that were not only upset with the decision to relocate that waste to Michigan, but they were upset because they weren't even told that it was happening. And that is a huge problem. Now, understanding that the Romulus Deep Well Injection Site is a place for this type of hazardous material dumping, but the fact that we weren't even made aware of it only exacerbated the anger and the frustration that I think a lot of people felt. Well, you can add Representative Jim DeSena on the list, because he says that he is hearing from people, particularly in the Romulus era, that are saying, look, we don't want this to keep happening, and it's a problem that he's looking to address. And he joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Representative, nice to have you with us. What are you hearing from people on this issue?
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you. Well, I'm hearing a huge outcry from downriver in western Wayne County and the people around this well that we do not want dioxin, hundreds of thousands of gallons of dioxin injected underneath us, especially from another state. Why did they pass Vicry, Ohio, much closer to the site where the derailment was? What was the reason they drove past that site that could have taken all of the material and come to Michigan? I'm baffled by it. And thankfully, because the EPA took over the site, they stopped bringing the liquid waste to the two deep injection wells in Romulus.
And so what's the next move here? Because there are 17 states that have banned Class 1 deep injection wells. And I understand you're putting together a piece of legislation that would join those 17 states.
Correct. I'm introducing a bill that would make Michigan the 18th state to ban Class 1 commercial deep injection wells. That bill is working its way through the legal process before it is introduced shortly, just to make sure that we've got all our T's crossed and I's dotted. But we do not want Class 1 commercial deep injection wells in Michigan. I just question the wisdom and the benefit when we have 20% of the world's fresh water around us. Everything is based on theoretical modeling. You know, 50, 75, 100 years from now, the experts cannot say with certainty that we won't have this to deal with at that time. And I think that, you know, I'll have children and grandchildren still here at that time, and I just know that this is not a wise thing. We've got to figure out it's a cheap way of disposing of toxic waste, and it's the cheapest way of disposing of it. And hopefully we can get everybody on board to come up against this, to support this bill. The problem is, as I see it, and this is where the politics gets into it, is most, if not all, of our local politicians have taken large donations from U.S. Ecology and Republic Waste Services.
Hmm. So why, you know, you bring up a good point about the Great Lakes and our foundation. I mean, this is, you're dealing with porous rock, and you don't know where these chemicals go, right? Like, that's the worry here for even at East Palestine. Whereas the ground thaws, rainy season comes, and all of that, where do all those chemicals go? Right? They flow downstream, they flow into farms and our food, and that's where I think the real scary part in all of this is. And if you do this, you bring this up to Michigan, you know, I think that's where a lot of people here go, okay, well, we don't want that here either, especially when you consider, right, we're surrounded by the Great Lakes. I found it interesting because you represent a community west of Lansing. What made you want to tackle this particular issue, especially when it pertained to the areas around Romulus and downriver?
Oh, these wells are in my district. I have Romulus. I have the actual site in my district.
Okay.
And I have Carlton, New Boston, Taylor. So this is the epicenter of my district, honestly.
Gotcha.
This is right in it. I have a farm in Carlton. We do not spread chemicals on our farm. We do not use any chemicals. We have cattle, sheep, chickens, We sell eggs. We do not use chemicals, but it seems like downriver in Western Wayne County is the dumping ground for the Midwest. 70% of all hazardous waste being processed in Michigan in commercial facilities are coming from out of state. 70%. Now, we know legally we can't block it, but we can stop permitting facilities that take it. That can cut down on it. And I just question the wisdom of deep injection wells. Pete, at the hearing last week, they talked about impermeable rock. Well, rock is not impermeable. There's pressure, we know that, but rock is not impermeable. It can't be impermeable if we're drilling through it,
right,
to drill these wells 4,000 feet down. It's not that impermeable. It's pretty porous, really, when you look into it.
So what's the appetite in Lansing for a bill like this? Is this something that lawmakers are on board with, or have you been met with some obstacles?
Well, you know, at this point, we're in a comment period and looking at who will support not having deep injection wells in Michigan. We know that that will be challenging. There will be opposition on both sides, most likely. But I do believe that people in Michigan, if you surveyed on this issue, people in Michigan would not want to take dioxin, this vinyl chloride that was burned and became mm-hmm. dioxin, that they would not want to take this in Michigan unless we absolutely had to take it because we were producing it in Michigan. And, you know,
sure.
There are facilities in Michigan that have to dispose of waste produced in Michigan. But why are we taking it from other states? Why are we bringing it in? That's what I think most people would say. Let's not bring in waste. So then the only way we can attack that is to do away with deep injection wells that are commercial in nature, that are open for business, that can take it from anywhere in the country.
So outside the deep injection wells, the class one deep injection wells, I got a minute left here.
Sure.
What other ways are there? Can we utilize to dispose of this waste? And you said this was the cheapest option. What do those other ways look like?
There are recycling issues that are very expensive, obviously. There are incineration facilities around the country. That's expensive and has some not so great side effects, you know. And just cutting down on the, honestly, Chris, cutting down on the amount of chemicals we use, packaging and chemicals, mm-hmm. we really need to have a discussion about how much we're producing and how we can stop producing this much waste. This was a spill, obviously, from a train derailment, so pretty unavoidable once it was spilled. But we need to have a discussion about just chemical waste generation in general and not taking it in an area that has this much fresh water around us.
Mm. Interesting stuff. I think there's a whole community in Southeast Michigan that would probably agree with you. Representative DeSena, and keep us up to date on this, will you, please? Thank you.
Thank you. I sure will. Have a great day.
All right, got to take a break. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show here on WJR.